worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I heard something today that I have never heard before in my life and may never hear again.
Purse nuggets.
Yeah, that's the one. She knew. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco. We got four hosts, but only three here. Kara's present.
Hi.
With her purse nuggets.
Purse nugget? Well, they're gone now. But.
Mickey's here with her unicorn horn.
I was really hoping you had more than four.
I should have bought the 20-pack. Yeah, you should have.
And I'm Crisco, and Lazy E is still on his sabbatical, but we wish him well and hope to hear from him again very soon. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com, because we'd love to hear from you. And a great show lined up today, but I say that about everyone. So really, can you trust anything that I say?
No.
At this point? No. But yeah, purse nuggets.
Yeah.
So we're sitting... I need to get this out of the way very quickly and very, like, right at the top of things.
Go
so,
ahead.
Like, we're sitting downstairs. I was, like, wrapping up some things because my life is a tumultuous gauntlet of hell. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to finish some things up. Kara is sitting there, and she makes the remark as I'm leaving the room. And it was enough to, like, make me stop in my tracks. Like, it froze my world. Everything else fell away, and I only heard these words echoing in my mind. And the words were, purse nuggets.
Yeah, I said, oh, guys, I forgot. I have some purse nuggets. Yep.
And I didn't see it because, like, I froze.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I gotta keep going, though, to do what I need to do because things need doing. But what are purse nuggets, Kara? What could that possibly mean?
They're chicken nuggies that I got and took out of the box and put in my purse as a snack for later.
Which I do not understand why you took them out of the box.
So it fit more compactly in my tiny purse.
But did you put them grease all over your purse?
I put a napkin underneath.
That's not enough.
Did you put them, like, in a pocket, or were they just in there along with all of your makeup and cell phones and things?
They were in a napkin in the purse, just laying on the top, and then I could reach in.
On top of all of her makeup and cell phone and stuff.
I could reach in the purse, open it up a little bit, and be like, here's a nug, and eat it.
I half wish she would have just did this without announcing it or any context. Like, she just opens her purse, reaches in, and starts pulling nuggets out and eating them.
I forgot I had
it
them.
Wouldn't have been noticeable, though.
Yeah, they were...
she kind of had the purse tucked away.
Because what happened was I put them in there, and I was, like, rushing to get out of the car to get here and, like, whatever. And then as I thought I smelled, like, McDonald's nuggets.
Because you did.
Because I did. And then as I was sitting there longer, I'm like, man, this smell of McDonald's nuggets is not going away. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I have purse nuggets. And then...
Hell on Earth rightfully pointed out, it's basically like that scene in Napoleon Dynamite where he had tater tots stuffed into his pocket.
Yep.
For
yep.
later. A treat for later.
A treat for later. Yeah, it's like a surprise for yourself.
So, Kara, how often do you walk around with random food in your purse?
Not as often as I'd like.
Like, do you ever have, like a cheeseburger in there? Or, like, curly fries? Or
usually it's packaged stuff. It might be an open package.
She reaches in and just pulls out, like, an ice cream bar one day.
Oh, that would be amazing if I could have, like, a little mini freezer
in
my
purse. Yeah, she's got, like, a Klondike in there or something.
That would be the best.
What she's not pulling out, though, is, like, a head of broccoli.
Nah.
No.
Or, like, a carrot or something healthy.
Nothing healthy.
No.
Well, that would never hold.
Here, look, guys, I forgot I had pocket pork rinds. I'm so excited.
At least it wasn't something out of my sock.
I also give Kara credit because once again, she has scheduled something for the recording night.
It's like 3 hours after we would be here. This is an hour podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It was conceivable to think I should be there at that time.
Or you can just not do it on Wednesday. She's incapable.
Yeah.
She's absolutely incapable.
When people say to me, when do you want to do this? I immediately say Wednesday.
no matter what it is.
I think you do. I honestly believe that.
At this point, it has to be.
I don't care. Let's do it on Wednesday.
Thanks, Kara.
I should have suggested 6:30, but...
Dumb me. Scheduled it for after.
Yeah.
Or what should be after. I'm going to talk like that the whole time today.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not going to
actually
do that.
What,
it was the purse nuggets. They changed my voice.
So Mickey has some good news, too. You're going to be a manager again of a business.
Woo!
Called Mooshids.
Mooshids. That's what we're calling it from now on.
So that's interesting. So now Mickey, in her never-ending
cycle of hell.
Yeah. Yeah, her desire to constantly open and ruin businesses. Yes. She has decided.
Wow.
Well, no, you and Murderer are going to operate another.
Well, I am going to just manage as an employee. He will be full owner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And only employee. Sole employee. No.
That's his plan. Well, yeah, technically sole employee. But
so
I'll
you'll
be
his manager?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it makes perfect sense.
Oh, man. You're going to go mad with power in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll be like the office manager, the business manager.
Yes.
You already wear the pants in that relationship, though, anyway, right?
Yeah, his boss told him that I bully him.
Oh, we tell you that.
Yeah. I
mean, we tell you that, too.
Yes, I bully him to do better for himself. How awful.
You're a terrible person.
I am.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, that's not good. Why would you encourage anybody to do anything good?
I know. It's a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. See, look. And like that conversation we were having before had absolutely no bearing. And this means nothing to anybody but the three people in this room. But yeah so see.
That's why I made the face. I went with the teeth out.
Haw.
You know what face I'm making when you hear that sound. Listen.
I do.
Haw. What face am I making? You know it.
Oh.
You definitely know it.
I had something I wanted to ask the show, though.
Okay.
Okay, because I feel like Kara, we were actually talking recently, I think it was on the show. Yeah, it was last week when we were talking about the weird stuff from the beginning of the pandemic. We talked about how Kara used to just drive to random places and sit in her car and do the show.
Yeah.
So there's this thing now that I've noticed, though, is that when I go places, and I don't know why suddenly I've started noticing it, but like I've noticed it when I go to my gym.
Uh-huh.
The other day I went to a drugstore and I noticed it again, and I've gone to a couple other places. People just sitting in their cars in parking lots, usually with the car running, just sitting there on their phone.
Mm-hmm. They're my people.
Why?
Making TikToks.
Why, though? Why in the car? Why in a parking lot somewhere? Why not, like, at home on your couch?
Do you get right out of the car when you get home? Or do you, like...
Yeah. I don't sit in the car. Why would I sit in the car? I have a couch in here.
But see, like...
And a chair. And
I get the home, pull in the driveway, and, like, takes me a second. Might check my phone quick, see what's happening. Look around my car a little bit.
I don't care about my phone that much.
Look around my car a little bit. Sit. Think about something, then get out and get in the house.
You know what else is in here? Food and other creature comforts.
Yeah.
And so, like, why? I don't know. Have you guys noticed people doing that, though?
I've always noticed people.
So this isn't a new thing. This has been happening a long time. Why do they do it, though?
We just do it. Like, it's just like I'll get to the grocery store and it's like, I got to get in and get to the grocery store, but first I need to sit here for a minute. It's just like, you just need a minute.
I don't ask.
You don't do that, though, right?
No.
Okay, yes. Okay, so I'm not. So you and I are in the majority here, then. We don't do this.
Yeah, no, I get out of my car the minute it is off.
I wish Lazy E were here, because he could offer his input.
He sits in his car. I see him do it at work.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask him, then. Why does he do it? Because it's just such a weird thing. Like, why wouldn't you, like... Again, like you could go, even if you're leaving work and you're getting into your car, you can go home and spend that time that you're spending sitting in your car with the engine running.
Well, I mean, it's not always
sitting
like an
at
hour.
Home, like in the comfort of your house.
Yeah, it might just be like a couple minutes,
or
it's
like
not
even
long.
Even the people who I see doing it at the gym, like there's a lounge in my gym. Like there's like a cafe with like there's like a lounge area with like tables and couches and things like that. Go in there and sit. Why are you in your car?
They want alone time.
You can have alone time on the couch in the gym.
Mm-mm, you're there.
Nobody
yeah,
ever
but
talks
somebody
to me.
Somebody might come and approach you.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever comes and talks to me when I'm at the gym.
Wonder why not.
It's because I have my grumpy workout face on. I have my grumpy workout face on. It looks like this.
Yeah, but that's good. You're lucky. People accept you, and they
people leave me alone.
They leave you alone. They listen to your grumpy face, and they go, "That's fine." They acknowledge it.
Yeah, you have the post-it note like I have. Please come talk to me.
I don't know what it is. I could have earphones in. I could have the ugliest, meanest face ever on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
A mask over, and someone would go, "Hey," and move the headphones and move the eye mask to tell me something.
Yep. Yeah.
Why?
I completely understand. Me and Murderer go through that all the time. It's obnoxious.
Or I just don't even look up at you. I'm like, on my computer, don't look up, don't look up, don't look up. And they talk, and you're like, don't acknowledge, and then they tell you more. And you're like, what? I'm not even
ignoring you on purpose.
Doesn't matter. So that's why you sit in your car for a few minutes.
This still doesn't make any sense. You can go do
Have you
at
ever
home.
Had somebody come up and knock on the window?
God, oh my God, no, not yet.
Yeah, I've had that happen to
Someone's
me.
Someone's going to do it now that you said it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you, but that's, just, I just still like, you can do it at home. You have Timmy at home.
I know, I love Timmy so much.
So I mean, like, why wouldn't you want, why would you want to leave that to just go and sit in your car?
Well,
somewhere?
I don't leave him. It'd be like coming home from work, 2 to 3 minutes in my car, see his little head pop up over the window and be like, oh, got to get in.
You know, it's a waste of gas, right? And it's not good for the engine either to just let it idle like that.
I don't care. I don't care at all. Do you think I care? Look at how I take.
I mean, obviously,
look at how
not,
I take care of my engine. I'm eating chicken purse nuggets. You kidding me?
I mean, unless you start shoving French fries into your gas tank, I don't think we're too far gone yet. But then again, I can't really be adequately prepared for anything. But it's a weird thing. Like, listener, if you know or if you do this, like, I don't know, freaks@afreakaccident.com. I just think, like, again, like, you either stay at home an extra 5 minutes before you leave, or you just go straight home and then enjoy that time at home.
Or you have that moment of purgatory in between. Or what's the happy version of purgatory? It's called something.
Purgatory.
Like an abyss or something. Or maybe it is purgatory. It's a vacuum of nothing surrounding you, and you just soak all the nothingness in for 3 minutes, and then you get out of the car. Go
How
to
do
the
you
grocery
soak
store.
Nothingness in?
You just do.
It's
gas is also really expensive. I wouldn't want to waste it just sitting
3 minutes, man.
Just sitting there, not doing anything.
3 minutes.
Yeah, it used to drive me insane when I did Lyft all the time. When I had to sit and wait for a ride, I'd be like, what do I do? So I started drawing stuff with me to keep myself occupied. But then I'm like, but that's how I noticed how many people were sitting in their cars
right.
in the parking lots.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, well, so that's something people, they might be rideshare people.
But you would notice their stickers
Good
on their
point.
Cars.
Yeah, because they got the glowy thing.
Yeah, they're not. They're
yeah.
just people that, yeah.
We're just people. We're just Weird everyday people. Ordinary people.
I wouldn't say ordinary.
People being people.
Ordinary
the
isn't
greatest
the word.
People.
Ordinary isn't the word I'd use.
That was a song I was quoting.
We got a news update on the show today. We got a bunch of things in there, including the weirdest smuggling story you've ever heard in your life.
All right.
This one will throw you for a loop.
Okay. Like
or,
it.
Or a fruit. It'll roll you up. Top 10 things in dating profiles that immediately make us swipe left.
Is left the bad one?
It has to be.
Okay.
I would assume that it is.
Oh, have any of us ever done that?
No.
Of course, he's the one that would know.
I don't think he was out of he was out of online dating, I think, before like
before
the swipe stuff.
Yeah. Never mind that.
Because he was still doing like Match?
I don't remember.
What
you know what
do?
Though? It makes sense because if you are stinky, you go left. But if you think they're right, you swipe right.
That's incredibly racist against left-handed people. That's not right at all.
I have no idea.
Is
Although I did just say it's not right, meaning correct. So therefore, I guess that makes
you're
me.
Also,
that's my what do they call that? The internalized.
Oh yeah, the microaggressions.
Racism against left-handed people.
Yep. Wow.
Just, we really have no idea what we're doing today.
No, I feel bad for left-handed people. Their whole world is backwards. I feel you. I see you. Okay, we read that one.
Okay.
Unethical hacks to stop people from reclining their seat on planes. I mean, if you're going unethical, just choke them out. That'll stop them.
I'm sure that would work.
Yeah.
Hack.
And we got a segment about young people to make all of us feel old.
Oh, man.
So get ready. It's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident, which is fueled, as always,
by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the...
I don't have the
Do
pen
it!
Ready.
Pay attention! Do
quality craft soda.
I got it!
You've ever felt down, but Parlor isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody, with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
Butterscotch.
Oh, okay, it's my,
oh
so,
my God.
Sorry.
What is happening?
I got a million things going on. So, yeah, I am about to, I was actually thinking recently, I'm going to step my game up when it comes to Parler. I'm going to try including Parler in some of my my cooking recipes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm thinking like I'm going to do like a Parler soaked cheeseburger or something sometime. Like that could be
fancy.
Yeah, that could be really interesting with a Parler on the side. Wow. I mean, you know, the applications are endless.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to try that though, and then I'm going to report back on my success. Which I assume it will be success because
obviously.
You add Parler to everything and it makes it better.
Obviously. So stop what you're doing and go to drinkparler.com right now to order the best freaking root beer. They got some banging merch too. You can get all for yourself or you can share, obviously. I mean, that's fine, but get some for yourself. Parler ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to wherever you are. And right now, how about this? Listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. And this is not like a prince from some country asking you to send him $1,000 in exchange for 15.
No, it's a princess from Sawyersville. Don't listen to her.
Just use, this is your special deal. Use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. Yeah, that's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
So this is one of the problems when your producer isn't around and you have the ability to do sound effects but have no clue how. News update. Yeah, this is like awesome. Super, super professional.
News update.
Yeah, so we do have a news update to get to. Just a random couple of news stories. We're just going to speed through these. Take this, Mickey. This belongs someplace else.
Does it now?
This was interesting, I thought, today. So, and it kind of is like an interesting picture on how divided like the country is and like rhetorically how divided everybody is. So this came out. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is investigating the Biden family.
Okay.
They were allegedly found to have received millions of dollars from foreign nationals, and they also tried to conceal the source of those funds, according to the House Oversight Committee.
Okay.
More than 20 companies, they received more than $10 million while Biden, Joe Biden, served as vice president. And some of those payments could indicate attempts by the Biden family to, quote-unquote, peddle influence.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that interesting. That's coming from Fox News. That was the leading headline on Fox News today. Take that for what it's worth. You pop on over to CNN, MSNBC, not a single occurrence of it anywhere.
That's weird.
You would think, though, like, I'm just saying, in a world where, like, and I'm not a fan of Trump at all. I can't stand the dude. But,
right.
Like, in a world where the man was impeached over a phone call... Mm-hmm. Asking another world leader if Joe Biden had ever been up to anything weird in his country, that was enough to impeach that dude.
Right.
But then you have the actual dude that he was asking about accepting millions of dollars in donations from these other countries, and that isn't a problem.
We don't talk about it.
So, like, the actual thing itself isn't the issue, but asking about the thing is. I don't know how, like, you play that off.
It's usually how it works, though, is people don't want to admit to it, so when they get questioned about it, they just shut it down.
Oh, no, we're not going to let you look into this at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the other side, though, like, that was, like, you know, the phone call with Trump and what's his name over in Ukraine. That was a big nothing burger.
Right.
According to a certain segment of the population. But now this is the most big and important thing, you know.
And
ever.
I feel like this is a trend too for presidents now, is that like at the end of their
term, mm-hmm. we start really digging into what they did wrong.
Sure.
And it's been going on for decades. And it's like, why is this now the thing? Like, if this is such a problem, like, why don't we look at a different solution?
If we spent less time trying to find problems that are weird and whatever, then we do actually, like, we'd actually get stuff done during a presidential term.
What's that?
Wouldn't that be weird?
All we do now is raise the debt ceiling because we ran out of money again because we don't know how to curb spending again because, who cares? Let's focus on culture war nonsense instead of, like, actual real things that affect the dollar and people's ability to buy and live. That's not important. None of that means anything. Mm-hmm. It's funny, though. The committee has subpoenaed four different banks as part of its probe. They also sent a letter to the FBI asking for something. Mm. Interestingly, I read one of the updates was that the FBI said no. Like, they weren't going to handle it, hand anything over. So, like, now they have to try to jump through extra hoops to get that information, which, like, that's my whole thing. Like, when,
who's in whose pocket?
Right. When the government asks for something from another part of the government, ought they just to give it over?
I would hope so.
Yeah. Isn't that the whole thing? Like, everybody's supposed to be keeping each other accountable. And that's kind of like, if there's nothing to really worry about, like, if there's nothing to see here, just give them the information that says, sorry, there ain't nothing here.
Hmm.
Why would you be like, no, you can't have it? That's odd.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's a thing. That's what I mean. Like, different parts of the government are, like, biased against other parts of the government. You can't watch the news because they're all slanted one way or the other.
You can only listen to a freak accident.
That's right. Because we don't know anything.
Exactly.
So, which, like, I mean, in fairness, neither do any of the rest of you. So, yeah. Moving on to the next segment. We've got a login issue. Robert De Niro is 79 years old.
There's a name I haven't heard in a while.
And he has just welcomed baby number 7.
Oh, my.
Man is almost 80, and he is still cranking out soldiers that apparently still march. Go figure.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He is now a he's now a father of 7. He casually revealed the news in an interview with ET Canada.
ET's in Canada?
Yeah, when he said phone home, that's what he meant.
Phone home,
yeah.
Eh?
He just needed to skip across the border. I don't know about you, but I got to be getting out of here. He did not mention who the mother is, but last month he was spotted with rumored girlfriend Tiffany Chen, and she had a baby bump.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wonder who it is. Oh, yeah. It's such a secret.
It's crazy that they just had 6 kids. First two with his first wife, who are now 51 and 46.
Oh, wow.
A set of 27-year-old twins with his former girlfriend, and two with his second wife, ages 25 and 11, and now 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
So the span of
siblings that are 50 years apart.
There are siblings that could be great grandparents who are now a brother of a widow baby that was just born.
Oh. I'm just thinking how it happened, you know?
Man is 79 years old. It's still virile.
Spry.
Yeah, something.
Something.
On next to some other news in politics, the world of politics. Does anybody remember George Santos? He's a representative from New York. Mickey, what can you tell me about Jorge?
He wasn't looked at nicely, as far as I know.
You're right about
that. Like, nobody liked him.
So, like, the whole thing with this guy, and admittedly, I've been kind of off politics for the last couple of years. I haven't been paying very close attention to much of anything. So, like, I saw a lot of these news stories, and I was just like, skip. Get me to anything else.
Yeah.
Apparently, this guy's whole story is, like, he was elected to serve in Congress or whatever.
Right.
He pretty much lied about his entire life.
Awesome.
Like, everything that he ever did. I don't know if, like, he committed stolen valor necessarily, but, like, he talked about how he was Jewish and he's not. How, like, he was something else and he wasn't. Like, I don't know if he is gay or not, but, like, this, that, and the third. Mm. He's either religious or he's not. I don't know what it is, but, like, he basically came out, like, he just lied about absolutely everything.
Okay.
He literally forged, I think, background information to make himself look like he had gone to certain colleges or something like that, which he never did. Just a whole bunch of just, like, completely, dude is totally discredited in, like, almost every facet. Well, he has been arrested. And he pled not guilty today.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what they do. You know, 13 federal charges, including counts
13.
Of wire. Yeah. Including
He's
counts
Taylor
of.
Taylor Swift fan.
That means nothing to either Mickey or
no.
I.
No.
That includes counts of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to the U.S. House.
All right. Wow.
Yeah. Following his arraignment, he said he would not resign from Congress and plans to run for re-election.
Oh, well, he'll probably get elected.
Probably.
Because we don't know how to live our lives.
Yeah.
I love how this House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he wouldn't support his reelection, and if the Ethics Committee found he broke the law, he would call for him to resign. Call for.
Wow.
Make him do it. Or just, like, I don't know, there's got to be some kind of bylaw somewhere that says you can get one of these mofos out of there when they do something horrendous, right?
But again, what precedent does that set for anybody else coming into the Senate, the House, the Congress?
Well, like, they're all criminals. Every single last blessed one of them. There's not one with their nose clean.
I know.
If we're talking about, like, yeah, you uncover the right dirt about them, they all got to go, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Get them all out.
Start fresh.
Yeah.
Drain the swamp.
Literally, though,
I would
literally be in support of that actually happening.
Yeah.
As of yet, no one has done it.
Right.
But, you know.
What did Trump do?
Nothing.
He got rid of a whole bunch of...
No, he didn't. He cozied up to the swamp and he became he literally became the swamp's biggest supporter. He now sits on the mud throne and is the king of frogs.
He pays more attention to politics than I do.
Yeah, he did absolutely nothing to drain anything. But neither here nor there. Speaking of him, did you hear about that?
No.
He got in a civil case.
Yeah.
They found him.
Side news!
They found he had sexually abused someone and then defamed them when they, like, came out with it.
Lovely.
Yeah, so that's
all right.
All normal. Normal for everything.
U.S. is run by crooks.
Yeah,
it's
just
fine.
totally legitimate. Totally fine. Totally fine. Yeah, this Santos guy, I don't know. He's up to his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Up to his eyeballs. TikTok for some reason right now is obsessed with a particular candy. A sugary good.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine how much these things must be worth on the black market.
We got to try it. Too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. So a couple from the United States flew to Israel last week, Mickey.
Okay.
And they were caught trying to smuggle in 375 pounds of fruit roll-ups.
Fruit roll-ups. Well, because that TikTok trend is you put ice cream on a fruit roll-up, and because the ice cream is so cold, it like immediately freezes the fruit roll-ups. Then it's like a crunchy, sweet, almost ice cream sandwich with a fruit roll-up.
Yeah, you didn't do that when you were a kid?
I've never done that, but that's like the trend.
Of course, weirdos in Peabody, Massachusetts did this stupid crap.
Yeah.
Well, we need to do it here. I'd like to try it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I have yet to try it.
Okay.
It's tasty.
And maybe we can get some of these smuggled or unsmuggleable.
Speaking of eating things, where's my pizza?
Oh, I forgot.
But why from Israel? Is there a different ingredient in them?
I think they were taking them into Israel because I don't think they're allowed to have them.
Well,
right?
It says here they're harder to find than usual fruit roll-ups, that is, because of this viral trend on TikTok where people are doing this thing.
Understand. Okay.
So overseas, I guess they're much harder even to come by than in the U.S. Well, of course, over there they don't like rot their insides with preservatives and terrible things. They usually eat like fresh
red
foods
dye
and
40.
Yeah, right. But all stores in Israel are sold out. If you do find them, they're going for $5 each or more.
Wow.
Not per box, each.
Wow.
Just a roll of sugar.
So they had 375 pounds.
Yeah, well, that's because they saw a golden opportunity.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's like $1 million.
You've got to credit them for the hustle at the very least.
Yep.
Customs agents in Israel seized the snacks. Why? What's wrong with them?
Roll-ups.
Yeah.
It's
the
know.
Same thing.
They probably need to pay like a customs tax or something.
But it's literally companies ship them all over the place. It's not like it's
different.
Something that doesn't belong there.
Aren't there rules about food in and out of different countries?
Yeah, but there's
again,
that too.
I would think like that would have something to do though with like, hey, this particular breed of kumquat only grows in this country. Like you can't take it out of here. Fruit roll-ups are available all across the globe. Like, why would that be a thing? You know, that'd be like, oh, you're in trouble for bringing a pencil into this country. Like, it's a pencil, man. It's a graphite writing instrument. Or drawing, if you're into that sort of thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you go after them for that? Like, if they were bringing in, like, oranges or something, which, like, only grow, I think, in the United States or whatever, or, you know, I don't know, a particular kind of tobacco plant or something. Like coffee only grows in South America or whatever. Like that's something.
I really think it comes down to taxes.
I'm picturing this being on a plane, and I'm like, how'd it get on the plane? But they probably like had it on a big truck, right? And they were like driving it in. Like,
well, they flew from the U.S., right?
So I mean,
yeah. So it had to have been on a plane.
So they had to
have been cargo.
Declare it at some point. I mean, 375 pounds is a lot,
right? That's
there was
like
actually
a pallet.
There was actually another couple that was caught with over 70 pounds.
Huh.
A few days ago as well in Israel.
Huh.
Israel's like starving for roll-ups. And again, there's that American ingenuity trying to bring the product where it needs to go.
Stop being greedy. Only bring like 10 with you.
They're trying to get that money.
Sell them for even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's capitalism at work.
That's right.
Really, really horrible greed. up next, everybody was talking about this the other day. King Charles III has officially been crowned the royal monarch of England. Bully. I don't know. That's not English.
That's something. I don't know what it is.
Spot of tea.
And he has sausage
fingers. Our king has finally ascended the throne. I don't know what accent I'm doing. It's not British, though. Whenever I want to do a British accent, I can't do one.
Yeah.
But anyway, did you watch it, the coronation?
No, but I watched all the social media posts about it.
So, like, basically the next best thing, because people were live tweeting it like there's no tomorrow.
I watched, like, the highlights.
Yeah, I didn't even do that.
Because guess what? On Twitter, at buttboy26769's input and live tweeting of the coronation was
not
like,
Twitter.
You know,
Instagram.
The hot ticket.
I was on Instagram.
Oh, okay, yeah. Not, you didn't watch it at all?
No.
I don't get. The thing that I don't understand was the people who were like, because there were people who out there saying, like, you know, why do we care about this?
Right.
This isn't our country. Mm-hmm. It's not our monarch or whoever. Like, who gives a single damn?
Yeah, we kind of ran away from that country.
Literally fought a war
so
that we wouldn't have to care.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of people making the argument like, well, this is tradition and it's culture and you should be respectful. And I'm like, yeah, but like, you don't throw a party, like a watch party, when like, the Shah of Iran is, you know, elevated to their station or whatever. Like, you don't care about that.
Right.
The brown people in the dirt countries don't matter. But because it's all of the pomp and circumstance and fairy tale nonsense around kings and queens and inbred princes and all this other nonsense, like, oh, this we need to make a big deal out of.
I watched for the outfits because they always look so put together. Like, clean and neat and really, really put together in a way that even if someone styled me to look like Kate Middleton and they were like, here's your hair done like her, here's your makeup, here's your outfit, it would still look like I rolled out of a Hills shopping bag. And then that, you know, like I would be like super sweaty, you know, it would just never be the same. So I like to look at the outfits that they all wear and just be like, huh, if I could keep myself clean, I could have that composure. I would do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, if that's what you're into, sure, and I guess I could see, like, the, you know, but, like,
I don't understand.
I don't get, like, I feel like it should be such a passive thing by such a niche group of people.
It is very,
you know, like, I know, like, my mom talked about watching Princess Diana get married or whatever years ago and how beautiful she was and everything else. And it's like, some people are into that. Mm-hmm. They're into, like, the, you know, oh, imagining, you know, well, what must it be like to live as a royal or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, to make such a big deal out of it, it co-opted the news.
Yeah, that's weird. Mm-hmm.
It was running on, like, 5 channels. Like, why?
Well, and also all the Harry and Meghan Markle stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, he's disgraced and not part
drama.
Of the family. And
yeah.
She didn't go because it was the kid's birthday, but he went. But then he didn't get to sit with his dad. And, like, the other son, Will. Meghan Markle one. Will went up and did, like, the pledge and the kiss of the ring and all this whatever stuff. But Harry wasn't invited to do that because he's, like, not part of the family anymore. He just kind of went in, regular suit. Walked out, sat with like regular people, and left.
That's what he wanted, though.
But
I don't feel bad for him.
Still went, though. I don't feel bad for him.
Was his dad.
But I think they were expecting some more like
drama,
and that was kind of
part
of
it. What was he going to do? Get up and have a sword fight for the throne? Like, I challenge you, and, you know, to sudden death.
You want to know what I think this is more than anything? I think this is proof that side chicks just there is hope for you.
Oh. Yeah, see?
If you're a side chick, hang tight.
Because what's her name is like queen now, right? Yeah. Like she was essentially...
She held strong, baby. And one day, She got there.
Awful. But if he dies, though, she doesn't become queen for some reason,
she's
right?
Queen consort.
Even though, right. So even though this bum became king after, right? Because wasn't...
The crown has to go through the bloodline, so she cannot become queen. Next person would be the son, Will.
So Elizabeth was queen...
Because her father was king.
Right. Oh, okay.
And she was the oldest sibling.
She was married to somebody, though. Mm-hmm. Well, who was that?
Albert, Prince Albert.
Oh, right. And but he wasn't king. He was king consort or whatever?
Well, yeah, but he wasn't. He never took king title. He just kept prince because I think he was prince otherwise.
You could do it like if you want.
They all have different titles.
It's so stupid.
I don't understand anything about it.
I barely care about politics in this country anymore. Like I said, why am I going to give a crap about something that's not even political? These people wield no actual power. They're just sitting on piles of money that they stole from other nations 100 years ago.
It's the outfits. That's what I watched for.
Someone has committed a heinous crime in the state of New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
A person was walking through the woods and discovered something. That struck as like a glitch in the Matrix, if there ever was one.
Mm.
Someone had dumped 500 pounds of cooked pasta next to a river in New Jersey last month.
What?
Cooked pasta.
No one knows where it came from. Yeah, 500 pounds of cooked pasta.
Like rigatoni.
It wasn't
on the side of the
road. It wasn't like it just spilled out of a box.
Yeah.
No, somebody took the time to cook it and then go dump it in the woods.
Why?
That's weird, and that's a lot of it.
There wasn't just one type, either. There were piles of spaghetti, macaroni, and penne, too.
Ooh, penne is my favorite.
Old Bridge, New Jersey, just outside New York. It's making headlines after a woman who recently ran for city council shared the pictures. She criticized the mayor for ignoring the mess. the city did end up removing it. She saw the humor in it. But she's not the only one cracking. Yeah, a lot of people thought this was really funny. I mean, I just want to know why.
Yeah. Like,
and what was it,
what was it
doing before it was dumped? Like, what?
It was literally in the woods, though. It wasn't just on the side of the road. It was in the woods next to a river.
I don't know.
What a waste of food.
Right.
And pasta.
Like, take it to feed homeless people or something with it. You know what I mean? Why would you just dump it on the side of the road? Who has 500 pounds of pasta and suddenly no need for
it? And how do you cook 500 pounds of pasta?
Yeah, it's
all
very
at once.
Weird.
Like,
yeah.
That's a lot.
That's what I mean. Like, unless there's, like, a very Italian wedding. But even then, like, what happened? The wedding got canceled, like, minutes before the reception was supposed to take place because the pasta was already in the pots.
And you said this was out in the woods?
Yeah.
So somebody had to walk it out there. It wasn't like there was there an easy
they
access to...
Did they truck it?
Right.
Something.
Did they drop it from an airplane?
Maybe that's what it was.
It's like a game of Mario Kart got really out of control.
Oh no, it's a me, Mario. Spaghetti.
Mi penne, it's a guy. It landed in a New Jersey.
Aww.
We're not a welcome there. That's the Irish part of town. So
we need answers.
This is going to be the great mystery of our time. Who dumped the pasta? I want that on a t-shirt. That is our news update. All the most important things you need to know about.
Obviously.
Up next, we're to the top 10 things in dating profiles that make us swipe left. We'll see if, assuming that we were dating, we'll see what we would think of this.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Anything. Yeah. She will do anything I want.
I met my girl on Tinder. So Tinder's where the swiping thing started, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think you're right.
There's like multiple places now that do it.
I have no idea.
I thought I actually saw an ad recently for like, what is it? One of those, was it like eHarmony or something? Like, I guess does swiping now too. So that's like the hottest new thing in the dating world. And like, it's really kind of superficial because a lot of times, as I understand it, you're making like an impulse decision.
Yeah.
It's just like, hot or not, left or right. Nope.
Do you remember that website?
Right, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's probably where the swiping actually came from.
It's probably.
Tinder went, ooh, that's a good idea.
It's basically the same the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, but this is how a lot of people, I assume, meet nowadays. I mean, how many people are still going on to places like eHarmony or Match.com, filling out those whole profiles, though?
Sure.
Really?
Probably. I mean, they're still in business, so they've got to be getting the business from somewhere.
I mean, do you have empirical evidence? Do you know of anybody who does such things?
No.
No.
Does anybody know of anybody who does online dating here?
No.
I'm sure some of my friends might, but...
I don't care to ask.
Okay. So anyway.
Thanks, Mickey. She's not concerned.
She doesn't care about anybody. No. This is from datepsychology.com.
All right.
If you're scrolling through Tinder, what's something that would be an immediate deal breaker? So assuming that we were back in the dating world and you were investigating somebody's profile on one of these web services, right? Mm-hmm. What's something when you read it would make you immediately be like, God, no, and left, okay? So we're going to go through what these respondents said and see if we agree or not. And then at the end, we'll add some of our own.
Okay.
So people were told to assume it was someone they found attractive enough to date. So you're immediately not, like, turned off by their ugly face or, like, you know, the way that they dress or, you know, the fact that they have, like, you know, a fish in their picture or whatever that thing is. So these are deal breakers for hot people, too. So, like, you are physically, visually attracted to this person.
Okay.
Okay. But, like, there's something about their profile that, like, just makes you go, oh, God, no, not even for you.
Okay.
Okay? You may look like Henry Cavill. You may be Henry Cavill. But if this is in your profile, nah.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot for you to say that.
I know. Okay. So here are the five worst things to see in a guy's profile. I guess this is according to people who are male attracted.
Okay.
He seems aggressive or violent. Mm-hmm. Would that be an immediate deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Immediate.
Yeah.
So, like, you see that he's, like, you know, like you're screaming about something or he's mad.
Yeah, that's annoying.
What if you saw a picture of him, like, so, like, if you see that he trains in, like, combat sports, like he's an MMA practitioner or a boxer, would that be something you consider violent or is that just, like, oh, okay, no, he's into leisure athletics or whatever, or he's, like, competitive.
It's a sport, but if in his profile he's coming off angry or violent, then no.
Okay.
That would be a turnoff for me anyway, if they were doing that as a sport, or even if they weren't angry or violent.
Okay, so, like, any kind of violent activity for you?
Like, just the anything. Like, why you gotta be, like, slapping and punching and stuff, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Like, just... You know?
So who's like the handsomest man that you've ever seen besides golfer?
Oh, I was gonna say that.
I know you were. I know you were. I got it. But, like, you know, so, like, in the world, let's just say, like, in the world of celebrities or whatever, like, you know, so, like, you're on Tinder and you see somebody who looks like
Josh Hartnett.
Okay. Yeah. So if you saw,
this guy, celebrity anymore, but
looks like exactly like Josh Hartnett, yeah. But oh God, he's a boxer. Done? Really? Like, just out of there?
Yeah, I think so. Because you know what's gonna happen? Even if I temporarily was like, well, I could get past this.
Yeah.
Then it would be one of those things where I just keep, like, looking at him and thinking about it, and I would, like, slowly gross myself out.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know? So I don't know.
I can't comment because I'm not male attracted, so I don't really know.
What if it was a girl?
Well, we're going to get to the girl section is next. I'll save my judgment for that one.
Okay.
Number two, his profile includes something racist.
Well,
oh, yeah, that's definitely
By the way, the last one, 84% of respondents said that was a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's something racist in there.
Yeah, that's a big no.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, like, keep the Irish out of America or whatever it is that they're into. That's a no?
Yeah.
Okay. 79% of respondents agree.
Oh, boy.
Only 79?
Yeah.
20% of people were like, yeah, no, I go in for racism.
Yeah. I'd give him a chance.
Yeah.
You know.
I could
and
fix
at least,
him.
I was going to say at least 5% or I can fix him.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. I am Irish and I know he'd love me.
I'll prove him wrong.
Yeah.
I make the best potatoes this side of the Atlantic.
And they dump pasta in New Jersey.
Yeah. His profile includes crude sexual content.
Like his peep?
Well, that I think is probably not allowed per terms of service. I would assume anyway. So let's just say like maybe there's innuendo or maybe like there's a meme or something that's like crass or crude.
Well,
or,
wait, a meme? I don't know.
I guess it would depend on your definition of crude,
right?
When it comes to sexual content.
Like if it's him standing there with his tongue out and being like or something like that, like
yeah,
that makes me go, that's what you chose? Right. Like, that's your best foot forward?
So, see, this is what I mean, though. Mickey might think that that's
right.
Goofy, you know?
Oh.
What's crude for one person is,
right.
like, you know.
You know, like, I'm not a piece of meat. Like, they could be having that picture as a joke.
That one, I think, is best. But, see, like, that's funny. But I think it depends on what.
Yeah, it would depend
the level,
on the context.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, what's your definition of crude, Mickey, when it comes to that sort of thing? Do you have a definition of crude when it comes to that sort
like,
of thing?
Not really.
Mickey's a pervert. We just
like,
figured it out.
We're okay with that's what she said.
It just doesn't bother me. But, like,
right. Yeah.
I think, like I said, it's context.
Saying, yeah.
Is it physical? Are we back to physical violence, that type of sexual content? Or is it just...
Okay. So let's just say that there's an implied, like, yeah, there's implied violent... sexual content?
Yeah, then it would be a no.
Okay, yeah. So like, you know,
but that
derogatory or rapey or something like that, you're against that.
I would not even like it
if
a guy...
I don't know who would be.
You know how guys do that, or, well, I guess girls do it too with the V and the... by their mouth. And
that welcome back to the early aughts. What a time to be alive. That was great. Peak of civilization.
I hate that too. Like, that one would be enough for me to be like, oh my... gross. No. But, like, if it's, like, a Michael Scott, that's what she said. Like, I'm okay with that for some reason.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I guess.
77% said it's a deal breaker. Number four, he talks about wanting an open relationship.
Nope.
Nah.
75%.
Yeah, no.
Not into it. Immediate deal breaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting into a quote-unquote relationship with somebody who wants to be in an open relationship. Like, you want to have a one-night stand? Fine, whatever.
Be, like, open about that. Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
Just say but it. I'm not going to get into a commitment of any sort with
like,
somebody who's not committed.
Right.
It literally comes off, I think, as, like, somebody who's, like, you're just out here trying to have your cake and eat it, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Like, you're just, they know they can't just advertise wanting the one-night stand.
Right.
Because that's going to get
people.
But you
could, because there's plenty of girls that go for that as well.
There may very well be, you know. But my point is, like, you're probably not going to get many hits with something like that. Versus, like, oh, if I trick them, it'd be like, oh no, I want to be committed, but just not. You know, I'll always belong to you. Just like, you know, I want to be able
done,
to.
You could be like, I said open relationship.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why you're mad at me that I'm also with this other person.
I want somebody. There's people that I've talked to who've been in situations like that. And it's like, you know, the funny thing is they're like, oh, yeah, they want the open relationship. They want to be able to do whatever they want. But they want you to be 100% loyal to them only. So it's like, well, you want a harem then. Like, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't... I don't know if we have those anymore. Yeah. At least not, like, in this country.
No.
I don't know if there's places over in, like... I don't know where that, like...
I don't know.
Central America, maybe? I don't know where that happens.
For some reason, Greece comes to mind.
Yeah, Greece, Egypt, right? Didn't the pharaohs have harems and things like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the Babylonian kings.
Yeah.
So he just comes across as really negative, like a Debbie Downer kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad. Sad and pathetic.
It'd be like a 50-50.
Yeah. So so it would have to cross your threshold into pathetic before it would be an immediate deal breaker.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd have to talk to them because maybe they don't know how to like type it up right way. Right?
Okay.
Or like
they don't communicate through text very well.
Yeah.
And I don't communicate through words very well, obviously, but so see, give them a chance.
Okay. Now here are the five worst things to see in a woman's profile.
Okay.
Number one, her bio includes a link to her OnlyFans account.
That's in my bio for my feet.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, I guess, like, I could see how that could easily be, like, you're just here for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not actually looking to date anybody.
Sure.
Like, you just want more fans to go only to your page. that's
a good way to get them. I mean yeah, you're smart business plan.
You're casting a net into a sea of desperate, deranged people who are, you know,
cross promotion.
Yeah, starved for attention and everything else. Yeah, I mean, it's not. I'm not saying I disrespect the hustle, but like, you know, if it were me, that would probably be a deal breaker. Where it's like, you know, hey, like, if honestly, my perspective on it would legitimately be like, if you have one, whatever.
Right.
Like, I don't even care. But, like, maybe, like, tell me about it after we've gone on a date or two.
Sure.
You know, like, don't, like, just advertise it right there in your bio. Like, subscribe to my account. Like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it ain't trying to, you know,
actually get a relationship.
Yeah. You're not trying to reach your hand down to my pathetic ass. Okay. I get that. Number two, her profile includes a Venmo link. So again, it's just that's. I tell you right now, this would.
Apparently, I need to make a dating profile.
What is going on here?
I'm making boo-boo bucks.
Just show your butt or your feet, and people will send you money, Mickey.
Apparently,
yeah, I could see how that would for me definitely be a deal breaker because, like, it's the same kind of thing. It's like that. Oh, you're just trying to, like, take the cheapest, easiest path toward getting, like, probably desperate men to send you money.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're not willing to do an OnlyFans account, the next best thing is to just post your Venmo link and ask.
God. I know.
I mean, I'm sure it works for some of these people. Because men are sad and pathetic creatures that would definitely give into that.
I know, it's true.
But it's a no for me, dog. Number three, she wants an open relationship. Apparently, that's a thing in both.
See?
Oh, the respondents, by the way, 70% said deal breaker to the OnlyFans thing. Only 70. 30% would be like, I'm still in it. Maybe she'll love me.
Link,
maybe,
you know?
She'll be my only fan after she finds how charming I am. And she appreciates the girth of my dongle.
Oh, my God. The girth of my worth.
It's the same. Men are pathetic.
Yeah.
Her profile includes a Venmo link. Only 63%.
Oh, my
said
God.
No. Again.
Oh, these people.
Almost
half. Doing?
Pathetic. Men are pathetic. She wants an open relationship. 47%.
Oh.
So literally more than half would be into it as long as they're getting something.
Wow.
So.
I mean, either gross pervies or really, really, really sad.
Desperate.
Yeah.
And pathetic. That's what I'm saying.
Man, like this is scraps.
This is startling.
Yeah,
when you see the disparity in, like, where the ones listed in the men's side, women were like literally 20 to 30% were the only ones who were into a lot of those. Meanwhile, here we're already at number three and we're at half already.
Oh my gosh.
For men. Like, crazy. She has kids. 46% of men said deal breaker. Interestingly, though, only 31% of women said the same. But, like, I find that interesting. Like, half are saying deal breaker. But, like, there's a lot of, like, pretty much everybody that I went to high school with had kids before I graduated college.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's like that was like they were very prolific in my generation. So I don't know.
A lot of people have kids.
Right.
Single or you know,
I just, you know, I know, for me, in my perspective, is like, I know a lot of people who have kids from multiple partners.
Mm-hmm.
Not like no personally, but like I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like friends with them on Facebook or whatever, and I see it. And it's like I don't like where did you guys forget about how, like, protection works and, like, prophylactics and things like that? Like, what happened to all of that conversation? Why are we just, like, throwing around, you know, the essences and just...
Not to get on a different topic, but to go along with this a little bit, I've heard of multiple people who plan to have children, you know, with someone that they don't really know if they're going to be with them long term. Like, they're okay with having the child, which is a more of a commitment than most,
because they want a kid.
And they do that. So that might be a lot of these, you know, kids floating around too, or just people that they just want a kid and it's cool.
I do know a couple people like that.
Mm-hmm. They want the tax breaks. So
maybe.
You get a tax break
for
every kid.
It's not enough, but sure.
Number five, again, wanting a throuple.
Oh my God!
Whether it's three people in a relationship together, 43% said no way. But you know, the other 57% are thinking, is it two ladies?
Yeah.
Please. That's what they're thinking. And it's like, no, yeah. You know, they just want, I don't know what
they're already in an
is.
Open relationship with a guy and they want to bring in another guy.
Right.
I don't
or
get
it's
it.
Well, that's isn't a throuple different. That's not open. That's just they want to have three people involved for whatever reason.
Yeah, a throuple is like like
it's a triad.
We were all in love with each other.
Probably started with an open relationship.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it does. You're right. Interesting.
Interesting. Now, some fairly petty things can also be deal breakers. 5% wouldn't date a woman who loves Disney too much.
I did understand that.
Understand that, too.
The Disney adults, we know who we're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
It's one thing to enjoy going every year.
But to obsess over
it. I know people that obsess over it, and I'm like, you need to do something with your life.
I've always said, like, look, it's okay to like something. It's okay to really like something. Mm-hmm. But when you only like that one thing and it defines your entire personality, that's a major problem.
Yeah.
Like, there are people I know who, like, go to Disney, leave, and, like, the next day have a countdown to their next trip to Disney. It's like, that park ain't that great. Like, I've been there a couple of times. Yeah. It's not all that in a bag of chips. Like, I would go to Knoebels multiple times before I'd go, like, rush to go back to Disney again.
And not even that. I mean, their house, their clothes, their car, their it's Disney. Yeah.
Every meme is Disney.
No.
5% wouldn't date a guy who wore a hat in his profile picture. That seems really oddly petty.
That does seem weird.
One thing almost no one called a deal breaker was owning pets. Interesting.
Because they're awesome.
Yeah, true.
Especially Timmy.
What's so besides all that,
Golden Doodle.
Besides all that, what's one thing for any of us, like if we were in this, what would be your immediate deal breaker that like wasn't included on this list? I know exactly what mine would be.
Religion or politics?
Any mention of religion, you know, I mean, it depends. You know what I mean? Like if you're like one of those people like, well, first things first, we got to talk about how much I love Jesus. I'm going to be like, okay, you know what? You've already got your relationship then.
Correct.
It's with him.
Yeah.
So go have fun with that. Don't involve me. But if it's somebody who's just like, I don't know, like, you know, I'm into philosophy or whatever, or I'm into religion as just, you know, I'm a practical, I'm like, all right, I'm okay. Like, you know what I mean? I can mess with that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But like, more than that though, politics. If you're talking freaking politics at all in your dating profile, I have a feeling you are like just a killer at parties. Like you're just so much fun to be around and talk to. Like I can imagine just
keep laying that sarcasm on.
Yeah, just all day long.
Thick
just want to hear about your opinions and how much you love whatever.
Go ahead, Kara.
I don't know. I have like a lot of petty ones, but like a real
we'll
one.
Take petty.
No, it's terrible. I should not
come on.
I
got to
tell you.
Come on.
Like, I should not be as picky as I am for
tell
some
me the petty.
Things. It's
I
not
know the
right.
Petty.
No.
I know
the, tell
I'm
going to
give
tell
you
the
serious.
Tell me.
Stop it. Michaela. I think if you seem like you're not loyal or like trustworthy, if anything about your profile screams like
red
I
flag.
Do what I want and I have no
so my profile.
So your so Mickey's profile. I have a really hard time with the fact that and this is gonna sound ridiculous, but I know everybody is supposed to care about themselves and only care about, you know, think about you and whatever and whatever. And you know how people are like, don't do what you want to do and don't worry. If people don't like it, they don't have to like it. And I understand that to an extent because we do live in a society with people. So I feel like in a way you also kind of should care a little bit about everybody else. You have to live your life for everybody else, but like have a little empathy or compassion, you know, for other people. And I feel like if you can't...
So it would be context of how that is written.
Yeah, like those, I cannot take, and it's a Facebook thing, so if it's like, you know, live your life for you, I don't care, I do me for me, and that's that, and like, you don't care what you say or anything.
How it affects anybody else.
You have just a little regard for living in a society with other people.
What you're talking about is selfishness.
Is that it? Is that the word?
That's the thing.
Because... Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny. Like one thing I've learned, and not to like totally sidetrack or whatever, but like one thing I've learned in therapy is that it's okay to be selfish sometimes.
Sure.
And I agree. It is okay to be selfish. You shouldn't be totally like about everything else and constantly saying yes to everybody,
right.
Mickey. You can
don't
say
do
no
it all
sometimes.
The time.
My point is though, it's okay to be selfish as long as you're not self-centered.
Okay, that's a good way to put
it. So that's like, you know, where like literally everything comes back to you, you first.
It's about me, 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 me.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Everything I want, like, whatever isn't helpful to me or whatever. Yeah.
That's the way. Yeah. Thank you. You took all my words and put it into four words. And
so if you
that.
Notice somebody is self-centered, that's like an immediate deal breaker for you. Okay. Mickey.
I told you, religion and politics.
Oh, for you it is really. Oh, I thought she was answering for me.
Oh. I thought she was too.
No, that was my answer.
Because that was my answer when I was saying politics.
Religion and politics is a no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any mention of religion, you're not into it at all.
Like, I'm fine if you're religious, but if that is who you are and what describes you in your profile, I'm out.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, I mean, again, context, I think, you know, if somebody is saying like, hey, like I'm a practicing Buddhist, you know, or I'm, you know, Muslim or whatever.
If that's what they put is I am a practicing whatever.
That's fine. But if they go on
to describe their religious whatever, I'm like, no.
Well, that's what I mean. Like if you're saying like, you know, oh, hey, like I'm, you know, this kind of person. I'm into this, this and this. I'm a Muslim, blah, blah, blah. Like that's just, okay, cool. You're just sharing information about yourself. Yeah. But if you're like, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, you're going into like the whole screed or like you've got like the Apostles' Creed in your bio. Yeah. Like at that point, it's like, okay, a little too far, you know. But then again, I mean, I can't really, if that's the kind of partner you're looking for, I can't really discredit those people for putting that out there. Because like you're looking for somebody who's just as fanatical as you, fine. But it ain't going to be you or it ain't going to be me.
Yeah.
Not into it. Not messing with it. But that's, definitely, you know, for me, though, again, politics, like, bigger, honest to God.
We know.
Like,
I've noticed.
There's just, like, you know what? There's just, that kind of goes along with the Disney adult thing. Like, there's just so much more to life than that. And if that's something that you think is important enough to include in your dating profile, I don't know what, your priorities are all out of whack. You're paying attention to the wrong stuff.
Balance, folks. You need balance.
Yeah. We don't have much time left, but we're going to get to this unethical hack to stop people from reclining on their seats on planes.
All right. Let's get to that.
If you have any immediate deal breakers, though, freaksatafreakaccident.com. That other thing is happening in a second.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Airplanes! This song has airplane in it, therefore we're using it for the airplane segment. I don't know why I gave myself like auto-tune there. That was something, though, Mickey. You'd never seen that before. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
Would this work is the question. This is from at the LK show on Twitter, I guess.
Okay.
So it might start a fight.
Oh, good.
Just a warning.
Between us?
Not between us. Between you and the hypothetical person on the plane. Oh, okay. Seat.
Well, maybe us.
So a 6-second TikTok is blowing up because it's about how to stop people from reclining their seats on airplanes, or at least how to retaliate when they do that. Mm-hmm. I still don't understand why people get so bent out of shape about this. Like, it's an inch. Like, it's not.
I don't even think it's an inch.
It's really like you fly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like your recliner where it's like, you know, where it really goes back. It barely moves. Who's so upset about this?
I think it's just the moment when you see it push back, because I think if they were already reclined, you could be like, you wouldn't even notice.
Right.
But I think sitting there and watching the seat move back makes you think that person is like, oh, I'm taking your space.
Probably.
That's what it is.
So then recline yourself.
It's perception.
Just take, the only person who suffers is the one all the way at the back of the plane who doesn't get to recline.
That's true.
Oh, well.
Although I think there is a tiny bit more space at the back of the plane.
Aha.
Because I have sat back there a couple times, and I remember a gentleman had to run because his connecting flight. So he got on the plane last second and had to come sit with me because he lost his seat because he was so late. And he was a tall dude. And he was like, I'm actually more comfortable back here. I was like, and I said to him, I was like, I kind of think we have more room back here.
Cool,
and we were
at the back of the
very
bus.
Yep.
Cool kids in the back. All right. If a person in front of you puts their seat back the whole way, just open your vent full blast and aim it directly at their head.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's from the TikTok account behind it does a series called Unethical Life Hacks. it could start a fight, but I mean, it all things being even,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
I feel like you could pretend you didn't realize you were doing it. Like, sure. You could get away with it, irritating them and making them move. But if they started to fight with you, I feel like you could be like, I didn't realize. And then, like, defuse it really fast.
How do I push the button? I don't understand. How do these button and then accidentally hit the call button from the stewardess?
Here's some other ones that they've included on their account, though.
Okay.
Find 2-for-1 deals at restaurants. Offer to take orders and go pick up lunch for your coworkers. Then charge them full price and pocket the difference.
In love with that idea.
Kara's about to become quite the hustler at the radio station.
That's right. Who wants lunch?
Ready to propose? Buy a cheap old ring at a pawn shop and claim it was your grandmother's.
Or just buy a cheap old ring and whatever.
Make up a story about it. This was found in the Titanic.
Yeah. If it has a story,
this
doesn't matter what it looks like.
You could Photoshop a certificate of authenticity so easily. Like, you think she's going to go check?
Nope. Yeah.
Like, this was recovered from the Titanic. James Cameron found it when he was diving down there and researching for his movie.
Your marriage is based on lies. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah.
This ring once belonged to King
Charles. What's the divorce rate? 50%?
But his sausage fingers no longer fit inside the band.
They are little hot dogs.
New baby? Smell their diaper while your spouse is in the room. If it doesn't smell, lie and say, "Whoa, somebody's got a poopy diaper." Then take your kid to the other room. Pretend to change them. The next time they do need changing, tell your spouse it's their turn.
Oh my gosh, that's so much work, though.
Yeah, no.
You have to fake it.
Nah.
But that's funny.
It is. I mean,
I would just always be like, "Your turn." I would just keep saying it.
Well, Kara doesn't do anything around
right.
the house.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
True.
We've established that. Golfer holds that entire facade together.
I'm not. I'm hanging out by
loved,
a thread.
there's some unethical life hacks for you. Try it. Try the air vent thing, though, and document your progress. See if they turn around swinging. Just get ready for that hook.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. That's going to wrap up this episode of the show. We're not going to get to the youth segment. Yeah, that'll wait till next week.
Okay.
That's good, because I didn't have anything else planned for next
Perfect.
Week. So there you go. We got plans already.
Let's start.
In the meantime, you can visit our website at freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Every episode of the podcast we've done so far is in the podcast section. All of our social media links are in the Connect section. We've got a shop with some t-shirts in there for you to buy. There's also a link to request free stickers in there as well. We do have a couple that we need to send out, so we'll get on that soon. We've got... what else? The podcast can be found anywhere that podcasts are downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you found it this time, but
do it again.
I mean, if you've got any of the places where you can get podcasts from, you can get this one. So subscribe, leave us a good review to help us climb in the charts, and we'll be back next week to entertain you again, hopefully.
Boom, 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 boom.
Or make you sad. I don't know.
Oh.
But
happy.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. Where's the music?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.